Under the terms of a tentative contract agreement, Springfield could be the first large city in Massachusetts where police officers are outfitted with body-worn cameras. Because the proposed contract has not yet been voted on by members of the union that represents the city's roughly 400 police officers, Springfield Police Commissioner John Barbieri, who met with members of the City Council Public Safety Committee this week, could not say when cameras would become standard issue equipment.
Very happy that the unions have agreed to the tentative agreement, mm-hmm. and I'm very cautiously optimistic that we'll be moving forward.
Labor Relations Director William Mahoney said the contract would not be a public document until after it's ratified by members of the International Brotherhood of Police Officers, Local 364. It would then have to be approved by the City Council to go into effect. Because Barbieri said he could not publicly discuss language contained in the contract, he could not share details about plans for Springfield Police to use body-worn cameras.
I can't talk about the details in the contract, and I certainly don't want to do that prior to being ratified or getting approval for labor relations.
News that police had tentatively agreed to the body cameras, as well as carry Narcan to reverse opioid overdoses and adhere to city guidelines for using personal social media accounts, was contained in a press release issued last week by the office of Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno. It quoted Sarno describing the proposed contract as landmark. Barbieri has long been a proponent of body cameras.
There's a plethora of video out there already now. What this will allow is another perspective on the video. And although it may not completely eliminate, you know, police misdoing or misconduct, as we all know, there are human beings, there'll always be issues. What it'll certainly do is allow us to resolve those issues much more rapidly.
If the police officers vote to ratify the contract, the police department would go through the standard procurement process to purchase the body cameras and related equipment and software, and perhaps hire a consultant to help set up the program, according to Barbieri.
We're already working on the guidelines when officers will be able to absolutely will, you know, use their cameras and when they won't.
Several Springfield City Councilors have called for the use of body cameras by the police, including Council President Orlando Ramos, who said he is glad it may soon become a reality.
And so I'm hopeful that is indeed a fact, and that we'll be happy with the language in terms of how the body cameras will be utilized, who will have access to that information.
The proposed contract also reportedly would require police officers hired after July 1st, 2018 to live in the city for the first 10 years of their employment by the police department. Residency rules for city employees have been a major issue with the majority of city councilors. The council delayed for almost 2 years approval of a contract for the city's district fire chiefs because of disagreements over the residency provisions. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.